Welcome, Paula V here. Thank you for joining me today. I am just so thrilled to share with everyone my remarkable guest. He is an amazing man, Datta Rokde. He is a personal empowerment coach and master spirit life coach. He is from Pune, India. I am so grateful to have him on the show today. He is a speaker with 10 years' experience. He works with individuals with their choices in their lives and when they feel the need to design a simple, sustainable, flexible, and elegant life and lifestyle. We will be discussing happiness today, which is, of course, everyone knows, one of my favorite topics. So to begin, I would like to welcome you, Datta. Welcome to the show.
Hi Paula, thank you so much, and I thank you very much for introducing me. And I'm even so excited with you on this show today. Hello everyone, and once again, I thank you, Paula, for this opportunity.
Oh, you are so welcome. I am so honored. It is my joy to bring you to my worldwide listeners. I love it. Let's begin. Would you like to share, if there's anything you want to share about yourself, please do so. And tell us, what is the meaning of happiness? What is the meaning of happiness?
Oh, sure. Paula, when we talk about happiness, okay, there is little happiness in this world because there is a lot of dependency. And I've read these lines and I liked it. When we talk about happiness, it's not a destination, it's a journey. Happiness is not tomorrow, it is now. Happiness is not a dependency, but it is a decision. And happiness is what you are, not what you have. So, a few lines specifically talking about happiness and what it is. Most of the times, being a coach, people approach talking about a lot of unhappiness just because of not achieving their goals in life or having constraints with their relationship, dissatisfied with their work, and a lot of other challenges. And they actually miss out on understanding that happiness is just a feeling. And if we experience it, we get to know that it makes you feel more powerful. You find things more in your control when you're happy. And you feel that you're on top of the world when you're extremely happy and excited about something. So happiness is one thing that can make anything possible.
Oh, I love that. Happiness can make anything possible. That's beautiful.
Thank you.
Yes.
As you look out, look at people around, you know, everyone is just looking at where I could get this happiness from. They're doing their jobs, irrespective of what they're doing, what their relationships are, if they're established, if it is not established. We're trying to achieve everything in life, but the missing point is, are we doing it while we are happy, or are we doing it because we want to be happy? There are two things. And when we look at this, say for example, if I want to buy a new car, then I'll be happy, or I'm happy and I'm buying a new car. So there is a difference between two of those things.
Yes, that is a huge difference, isn't it?
Right.
Yes, because on the one end, we are already happy. We have that happiness. We are just adding a new car to our life. We don't need that new car to bring our happiness, correct?
Right. And again, it's more of the feeling, that emotion that is connected to buying a new car.
Yes. So, would you say it is so often that we are looking for the happiness instead of realizing we already have that inside us?
We are looking for happiness, as you said, but what is it through which we are looking for it is more important. Now, we do it through different means, and it could be through different ways, like possessions in life, through property, through relationships. What is it that I'm looking at through? Or is it some achievement, or I'm talking about good health? Like if you ask someone what they want in life, they often say, I want success. But what does success really mean? And why they want primarily success is because it makes them really very happy. Now, when you ask someone when you want to buy a particular thing, okay, their response is mostly because it makes me more happy, or maybe it makes my family happy, right? And again, if you ask someone, what do you get out of the relationship? Again, they'll say that it's just the happiness that I get. So everyone has defined it differently. So there is not a set formula or set equation for happiness. So it is different, and the way of looking at happiness may be different for every individual.
Oh, yes, yes. And if we are looking for happiness, is there something concrete or permanent?
Well, it should be permanent, and that's more important. Because when we look at it, say for example, I like something, okay, that I desire, and if it comes very naturally to me, okay, it will definitely make me happy. And I will be happy because my happiness is then not dependent on any external factor. Say for example, just a simple example about weather, okay? Say if the weather is pleasant and it's making me feel good, okay? So my feeling is not dependent on the weather. So however the weather is, my feeling is different, and the external factor is different. I'm enjoying the weather because I'm happy, and I'm happy because the weather is good. So again, it's a contrast. How am I feeling inside is very, very important.
Yes, yes. And would you say that things on outside, they do affect us with our happiness? And let's use the weather. I'm enjoying the sunshine outside. Mm-hmm. Now, what if it's raining outside? And some people get depressed from the rain. So any suggestions for people that may feel depression when the weather isn't what they want, what they can do internally to help them turn that around?
Well, what we can do is we can tune our thoughts accordingly. Okay, instead of becoming anxious or cranky or very much restless about the situation, okay, let us look at it in a different way, okay, or let us look at what is good about it. So you're just tuning that thought and making yourself more comfortable. Because the situation can be in my control if I have the complete control of my thoughts, how I'm thinking, and how I'm responding to a situation which is outside. If I have the complete control over myself and I say, wow, this weather is really good or fantastic, it is just raining for a while, and after that it will be perfectly fine. So if I look at it the other way, or just tune my thought or adjust myself according to the weather or the situation outside, that will help me.
Something that I personally do, I live in Washington State in the U.S., and we do get quite a bit of rain. And when it is a rainy, cloudy day, I think how happy the trees are, how happy the plants are. This beautiful area is getting all this loving rain, and that makes me feel better about it being a rainy, cloudy day.
Oh, that's a fantastic way. In fact, if you appreciate, if you're giving that positive energy and thinking so good and so grateful about others, that will definitely help you in creating that happiness. So that's a fantastic way, and I really appreciate that if every one of us do it, I'm sure everyone will experience happiness. And in fact, when we talk about experience, I would say you try with few experiments, which will definitely help you to discover happiness. Because talking about happiness with Paula and Datta will not give anyone happiness, but it's every individual's responsibility that I experiment things and then come to an experience, and not depending on others' feelings or others' experiences, but come up with your own experience. So I hope I have answered this question, Paula.
Yes, you have. You have. Personally, Datta, I feel gratitude is a very important piece to being happy, because when you are grateful for something, it just automatically you feel more joy because you have so much gratitude. Any thoughts on that topic?
Well, definitely. Gratitude is when you're actually appreciating someone or thanking, that will actually make you feel more light. You'll be in a position where you feel as if you're a donor, you're giving, and the feeling of giving will create more joy, and definitely it will help you. It will lift you beneath the situations. You will not feel heaviness. And that's where I think the happiness could be, again, another way of exploring happiness or experiencing happiness. Because again, it is my thought, you know, how I am reacting, okay? And how I am creating. So I mean every thought has got a creative energy, and it's again the way of creating that powerful energy or the flow from within. So again, it's my reaction or it's my choice that how I am dealing with it or how I am actually sharing, because the more I share, the more I gain.
Oh, that's beautiful. That's beautiful. The more I share, the more I gain. Oh, I love that. I love that. Well, we are going to go into a commercial here in just a moment. So before we step out, I do want to mention that in the next segment, we're going to do a bit of a happiness experiment. Datta will do that for us. So I'm very excited. So everyone, stay tuned for that. And I will be right back with you with Datta from Prune India. I'm so honored. Datta, we will be right back.
Sure. Thank you so much, Paula.
Thank you. Everyone, welcome back. Paula V here. I am chatting today with Datta Rokde. He is joining us from Prune, India. We are discussing happiness, which is just thrilling to me. That's, of course, one of my favorite subjects. And Datta is just sharing some fantastic information. And we are going to start out this segment. He's going to do a short exercise with us. Datta, thank you. Welcome back again. And I'm really excited.
Oh, well, I'm excited too. Thank you so much, Paula, for welcoming me on the show.
Oh, you're so welcome.
Thank you. Okay, now as we're beginning with this segment, okay, can we just relax and reflect on a few powerful thoughts on happiness? How about that?
Excellent.
Oh, wonderful. So what I would do is I would just help you with your thoughts, okay? And you just have to follow the instructions or these thoughts, okay? So to begin with, I would request you to sit back, okay? And everyone, sit back wherever you are, okay? Relax. Take a deep breath. And make yourself comfortable. Take a deep breath and fill yourself with a lot of powerful energy. And as you breathe out, put all the discomfort out. Now just think about what's going in your mind, what you're thinking right now. It could be anything about your friends, your family, about your work, about yourself. Let me look at my thoughts and myself during the whole day as I'm going to work, reaching office, talking to people. I'm doing everything. While doing each and every activity, each and every task, what I am choosing. Am I choosing what to do? Or am I choosing how to be while doing it? Am I happy and doing my work, talking to people? Or am I talking to people, talking to my loved ones, doing my work to be happy? I have a choice how to feel while I'm doing everything outside. There are situations, there are people, there are targets, there are goals. Everything is outside. Everything is external. I have choice. Let me look at myself, how I think, how I feel, and how I respond. It's my choice. I choose happiness. I am the creator of my own thoughts. I am the creator of my response. And I choose happiness. I radiate happiness. Thank you.
Oh, thank you. That was beautiful.
Thank you. Thank you, Paula.
Oh, I love it. I love it. Now, Data, you know, as we just went through, that was so beautiful, and it really points out that our thoughts, our choices, our reaction, this is all our own choice.
Yes.
Please explain more about that, how my reaction is my choice.
Sure. Now, when we're talking about our reaction, okay, when we have any situation, okay, and in the midst of those situations, the secret of happiness is to be free and to be free from fear, okay? And fear is like a toxin that runs through, you know, too much of our thinking, and it feeds on insecurity, feeling of loss, loneliness, inadequacy, and attachment, right? So again, let me understand, all of these feelings are coming from my thoughts, okay? And it's again, it is the reaction to the situation, and again, it is through thoughts, and thoughts have the power to create. It has got a creative energy. So if I say I'm happy, the energy of happiness is created. If I say I'm sad, I'm sick, I'll be ill, I don't know if I'm really happy. Again, each and every thought will bring energy. So whatever you're thinking, you're actually experiencing. So are you with me, Paula?
Yes. I love it. I love it.
So it's again, we are creating thoughts. So if it is of love, happiness, pleasure, even if we talk about negative thoughts, such as if someone is jealous, if someone has hatred, if someone is confused, horrified, if they feel depleted, exhausted, again, it is each and every thought which is creating that energy. And if I have some thoughts of peace, say I'm calm, I'm clear-headed, I'm comfortable, I'm centered, so again, it will bring that experience to me. And I will be that experience of peace, I will be that experience of serenity. And if I am thinking of something very negative, in terms of if you're angry or enraged, if you're troubled, and, you know, I mean, you're distressed, you know, again, it will bring the similar kind of energy.
Yes. Yes.
So I would say that, you know, every thought should be, again, chosen with consciousness. Let me be aware of what I am thinking. And again, it could be different responses to different situations. But again, as I said in the last segment as well, it is my choice and I choose happiness. Let this be my slogan for the day. And let me say to myself early in the morning as I wake up, today I choose happiness. And see, your day will be fantastic. You'll radiate that energy at home, when you're talking to your family members, when you're at work, when you're talking to your colleagues, when you're with your friends, when you're socializing, even when you're traveling, everyone will feel that energy of happiness. If you're traveling with a similar energy, it will flow throughout your day. Again, it's again my choice. I need to sit back and I need to tune my thoughts to what I really want.
Oh, I love that. And something that I think is so fun and so wonderful is you can have a crowd of people and you have someone enter or approach and they have a smile on their face and they're happy and they have that energy radiating. It affects the other people. It does. They feel it. And that is, I think, so beautiful.
And it's true because trust me, when even we go out, you know, even without talking to anyone or if I'm not introduced to anyone, I have experienced it a couple of times that people say, I know you. And how do they know me? It's just the energy which is radiating, and that's how they feel that unity, that oneness, the feeling of belonging. And we are all one family. Let anyone stay anywhere in this corner of the world, but again, we are one. We are connected. We are spiritual beings on this journey. So it's very essential for me to understand what my thoughts are and how long do they travel. Just to let you know that our thoughts have the power to travel across three galaxies. So that's how the thought is powerful. It can actually create, it can actually give you what you want. And it's true. Try it, experience it, experiment it, and experience it.
That's amazing. Three galaxies.
Right. And it's very, very powerful. It can give you what you want, and it will actually lift you. We'll definitely do another exercise where you actually could experience the power of thought and how it can make you, bring you peace, love, happiness. And it's not a magic, but it's a reality just with the power of thought.
Oh, it really is exciting and, you know, very fulfilling to know that, you know, we are in control of what we're going to feel because we make that choice of happiness and what energy we create.
True.
I love it. Now, let me ask you, Datta, is it difficult to understand how I can be happy without what I want? Because, you know, there's so much out there that, you know, our happiness is based on what we want. So share with the listeners how they can understand few more points possibly on how they can be happy when they don't have what they want, what they feel is going to make them happy.
Sure. Especially when we're talking about being happy, okay, and we relate happiness and comfort. For example, as we are talking about the car, okay, I want to buy a car and I will be happy. But again, happiness and comfort are two different things. What I want, okay, and if I can live without it, or if I can, I really need it, okay, these are two different things, right?
Yes.
Now, when we're talking about the objects, okay, it's again, is it the, it's the achievement, right? So, for example, when you're saying that I want to achieve a particular goal, okay, that I haven't reached there, so how I can be happy, okay? Now, we have been brought up with this belief since our childhood that you get this and then you'll be happy. So it is the outcome. That's how we were programmed. However, we need to change this understanding or this belief, okay? It's not about after you do a task, you'll be happy, or after you achieve something, you'll get that happiness, but it's I'll be happy and I'll achieve it. In fact, it will be a very shorter process if I do it when I'm happy. Like, for example, if you have observed, okay, if you have some a favorite person visiting your home, a favorite guest, okay, whom you really love to spend time with, or whom you really love or like, okay, if he's coming at home, okay, automatically the energy level, the excitement, the happiness, and you feel as if you're on top of the world, right?
Yes, yes.
So, you know, again, let there be any amount of work, you'll complete it in a very shorter span of time. And why is that? It is just because you're happy, your happiness index is high, and that's where your effort level, whatever amount of effort you have or whatever amount of work that you have to do, again, you don't feel it. Why? Because of the happiness, and that's the power of happiness. And that's where you have to, we have to understand that.
Yes.
It's not a goal, or it's not the outcome that I'll get happiness. But again, it's a journey, and it is to be experienced while I'm doing any amount of work or whatever goal I'm achieving.
I love that. I love that. It's not an outcome. It's what I have inside. I'm not basing my happiness on an achievement.
Right, right.
Yes, yes. I love it. So, can you give us some suggestions on how we can tune our thoughts into staying happy? Please give us some suggestions on that.
Mm-hmm. Sure. First of all, let's understand that we are all human beings, okay? So, it's again, we have to come back to our consciousness or that awareness, and that's where we can program our thoughts. Right? So
yes.
We are not machines, okay, where we just have to press the buttons and, you know, we'll achieve anything or we have a choice. That's what we need to understand. So there's a difference between a human being and a human doing, right? So again, my choice, what I'm selecting, okay? So again, getting back to that awareness and deciding what is my choice. So again, it is getting back to that awareness. Many people say that it's meditation, mindfulness, whatever you call it. But I say you sit back and you tune your thoughts. And that's where you choose what I want to feel right now. While I'm doing my work, do I want to experience happiness? Do I want to experience peace? What is the outcome that I'm expecting? How I want to feel is very important while performing that particular task. It is just by becoming aware of what you're thinking, okay, and understanding that you also have a choice, and I choose or you choose what I'm going to be thinking while I'm doing it. That is important. So again, thinking while I'm doing is important.
Thinking while I'm doing. Yes, I love that. I love that. And so is that, and that is making a mental effort to focus on the direction of happiness. Is
True.
that correct?
In fact, it is actually an exercise where you actually get a buffer amount of time before you actually perform that task, and you decide how much time I want to complete this task in. Because if I'm feeling happy and I'm doing that task, definitely the amount of time and effort I'll be putting in will be less, and the outcome will definitely be unexpected. It will be really, really very good, beyond your expectations. Okay, so again, as I said.
I love it. I love it. Oh, well, Datta, it is time to go into another commercial break. I'm so excited. And everyone, when we come back, Datta is going to do a short exercise with us. And we are going to discuss his experience happiness in 1 hour, five experiments. And these are offered free on his website, and we'll give you some more information when we come back. So, everyone, stay tuned. We will be right back. Datta, thank you so much, and we'll be right back.
Sure. Thank you so much, Paula. Thank you so much.
Oh, you're so welcome. Hello, everyone. Thank you for staying with us. And if you're just joining us, I am here today with Datta Rokde. He is joining us from Pune, India. He is sharing some great inspiration and thoughts and messages about happiness. I'm so happy to have you on the show today, Datta. This has been so fun.
Thank you so much, Paula. Thank you so much. And in fact, it's likewise my experience. I'm so happy to be on this platform and share a lot of beautiful things with you.
Yay! I love it. I love it. And now, everyone, he is going to share with us a happiness visualization exercise. I'm very excited for that. So please jump on in there.
Just sit back, relax. To reflect on these thoughts, make yourself comfortable, relaxed, just with yourself. As you take a deep breath, fill in a lot of powerful energy. And as you breathe out, get all the anxiety, discomfort, stress out, making yourself more comfortable this time. Bring your awareness from your entire body to a point of light. Look at this point of energy, consciousness in the center of your forehead. Look at the shining star, white, bright, twinkling star in the center of your forehead. As you breathe in, look at this light spreading on your forehead. As you breathe in, this light is becoming brighter and brighter. This is who I am. I'm happiness. This consciousness, this light, this is who I am. And I'm radiating the light white, bright light. Light of happiness. Look at this twinkling star spreading white, bright light. I'm happy, I'm charged up, and I'm sharing this happiness with the entire world. I'm powerful, I'm light. This is the consciousness, who I am. Let me look back at the journey of a life, my aims, my objectives, my achievements. Let me look at the milestones that I have to cover. This is my journey. Let me look at myself on this beautiful journey of life. I am the traveler, and I'm looking at my life with this changed consciousness. I'm happy, I'm powerful, I'm light. I have control of my life, and I choose happiness today. Happiness is not a destination where I have to reach. Happiness is my state of being on the journey. I'm happy. I'm stable. I'm in control. I'm powerful while I'm on this journey. I'm working and I'm seeing myself very powerful and very happy. I see there are no obstacles on the way. But at first, it's my responsibility to take care of myself and my state of being, of the way I respond, with the consciousness, conscious awareness of who I am, the way I respond. This is my responsibility. Again, look at yourself. Twinkling, shining star in the center of your forehead, spreading white, bright light. Light of happiness. Very powerful. Spreading. Look at yourself. Take a deep breath. Get back to the awareness. Thank you.
Oh, Gata, thank you so much. That was so beautiful. That was just beautiful.
I hope everyone would like it. And this is how you can sit back, tune your own thoughts and experience. Hardly it takes 2 to 3 minutes to just sit back and just be with yourself in the conscious awareness of who I am and what I want to experience. So with happiness, and I am happiness, and I'm radiating the energy of happiness, light of happiness. That is very, very important.
That's beautiful. And to the listeners out there, after today's show, everything will be available. The link will be in the show's library and in the archives, so you can go in at any time and listen to Dada and experience that beautiful exercise. That was so wonderful.
Thank you so much, Paula.
Oh.
And everyone else listening to the show would enjoy and experience this power of happiness, which can make anything and everything possible. It's just the change in my thought. So what I can do is I get the opportunity to check and change my thoughts. So again, we have got a beautiful rule or beautiful slogan for ourselves to check and change. So I think that will definitely help. So I hope, Paula, that's okay, right? Do you think it's easy for everyone to practice?
Yes, I think it's beautiful. And I'm really excited to share with them as well on your website, datarocade.com. You have a free download of a document, which is the 5 experiments to experience happiness in 1 hour. Could you please tell us about that?
Oh, sure, Paula. Will this, as we were talking about experiments, we're talking about happiness. Now, most of the times, it's very difficult to accept in the first place, how are we talking about happiness to this extent? How do you know that this is how it is? Because if I'm in pain, trust me, my level of acceptance will be zero. And that's where I've come up with this powerful experiment to experience happiness. And there are 5 beautiful experiments, okay, along with few points to think upon. There is a point where you can experiment to experience, and also there are 3 questions on each experiment where you could reflect and think and come up with your own unique experience of happiness. So when we are talking about making yourself happier with these experiments, with the help of these experiments, it does not have to be a very long-term goal. It can be any moment you think, you decide, and the key is to start now immediately. Okay, so it is any one of the experiences that you can pick and implement. It is as simple as that. So it is just that looking at happiness, okay, let it be change in your mood, or you think your day was bad, there was some argument which is not allowing you to focus, you're finding very difficult to accomplish your goal, and if you think your life is demanding too much and you have too less to offer, there are a lot of situations in our lives. So again, this will help you to look at things through a different perspective, especially when you have a lot of negative forces around you and there is a constant battle in your life. Say it can be as bad as, you know, any chronic disease, like you're fighting with cancer or anything. I'm sure these exercises will definitely help you. Say, I'll just talk about one experiment here. For example, we're talking about meaningful conversations. Now, we talk about listening or having a conversation to our elders, to younger ones. There are a lot of things we learn, a lot of wisdom that we have, we share with our elders and with our younger ones. But again, how often do we speak to our own self? How many times do we have that conversation with our own self? And trust me, when you start talking to yourself, spend a few minutes in a day, early in the morning when you get up, talk to yourself, tune your thoughts, and trust me, you'll have a beautiful day. Early morning, you just wake up and say, I'm going to have a fantastic day. And trust me, you'll have a fantastic a fabulous and a very happy day. So this is how you can have a conversation, tune your thoughts, and again, come up with your own unique experience. So for example, if you're talking about this meaningful conversations, there's something that you can experience that, say today I would hear what others have to say with open heart. And at the same time, I also commit to learn from people around me. So I just take this one piece of statement as an experiment. And let's say, how is it that I'll reflect on this, okay, and come up with my own experience. And then you can think about how successful I am when it comes to sharing some unpopular perspectives. You can also think about what are my unique qualities that I'm fearful of telling others. Then how do I really teach new things to my friends and colleagues? If yes, then how often I do that? So these are few questions which will give you more clarity in terms of having a beautiful conversation with your own self and come up with your own unique experience. The more we speak with ourselves, we'll have amazing piece of information coming out and you'll feel more lighter. You'll have a very good partner to talk to, a very good friend, a very good solution provider, instead of going and talking to external consultants or external speakers or anyone. The best conversation is to have with your own self. And trust me, you'll have most of the answers when you have this conversation. And again, there are some similar exercises, like quite interesting, quite moments. We have another experiment, how I can give unlimited spiritual gifts, what I have, because again, as we were talking about gratitude, about sharing things. So what are those unlimited gifts which I already have in my treasure box? So it's just my responsibility to start giving. And the more I give, the more I get. And again, we have a lot of challenges in our lives, okay, day in and day out. There could be any situation, any person, okay, which is creating a problem, which is, you know, putting me in a difficult situation, difficult conversation, but I need to say thank you. So let there be anything, let me tell myself that I'm more powerful than this situation, and I choose happiness and peace. So the moment I tell this to myself, I will experience happiness and peace. So it's not inside, it's not outside, I'm sorry, but it's inside. So it's my response to the situation, how I am responding, how am I talking to myself, and how am I dealing with the situation. So it's just a small change, I need to check and change. So this is how we have like few experiences mentioned in this report, and I'm sure this report will be definitely very helpful on this journey of self-exploration, and you'll come out with a lot of hidden treasures that you have never discovered before. And if you all have to do this, just five or any one of these experiments, I'm sure you'll experience happiness in an hour. It is just tuning of our thoughts and taking the responsibility.
Yes, it's a beautiful report. I just absolutely love it. It's beautiful. I recommend it to everyone. And something that I just love that you point out in talking about this report is that the key is to start now. So I love that because I think that's so important. We have just another minute left in the show. And I think ending on that note is beautiful. Do you have anything to say, add to that, Datta, about start now? You can start fresh today in this moment. I love that.
True. In fact, no one would like to postpone our happiness. So if you're looking at happiness right now in this moment, and I would recommend or I would say it's better to start now and take that one step. And trust me, you'll get a thousandfold help from everyone around when you actually take that one step. It is just my one thought that I want to start now. And definitely it will be a very happy, a very powerful life, okay? And again, just to summarize, okay? Again, we were talking about happiness, so let me tell that this happiness is not external, it is all internal. And it is just my choice that I have to change my thought and experience happiness. So it's a journey, it's not a destination. And this is the moment where I have to start experiencing happiness, and it's my decision that I choose happiness. So I'll remember this thumb rule saying that I choose, it's my choice. So let me experience happiness without being dependent on any person, any situation, any possession, or anything around which is external. But it is me, it is my experience, and it's my original nature. So it's not, as again, happiness is not what you are, but what it's not what you have, but it's what you are. And I am happiness.
Beautiful, beautiful. Oh, I hate to say goodbye. This has been so wonderful. Gata, thank you so much for this beautiful interview. I am so grateful.
Me too. I'm delighted. I'm so glad, and I'm so happy and so pleased, Paula, that you, it was a wonderful interaction, and I'm sure everyone would love this show and this particular episode. Thank you so much, all.
Oh, you're so welcome. And thank you to our listeners around the world. Love, hugs, blessings, and a happy day to everyone.